Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 4th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, which you write. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw many of the U.S. equity indexes in positive territory. For the second day in a row, we saw the Russell 2000 lead the way to the upside, up 1.8%, followed by the NASDAQ composite, up 1.04%. We also saw international equity indexes through the iShares MSCI EAFE ETF up 81 basis points, along with the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF up 47 basis points. The notable pullbacks that we did see with yesterday's action was gold continuous was down 1.43 and crude was down over 3% at minus 3.63%. Taking a look at a few of the index charts this morning, we did want to note that the S&P 500 moved to a new all-time high up at 4660. This really makes for, I believe, the third day in a row that we've had new all-time highs on the chart. It may be more, but nonetheless, we continue to see the S&P 500 make new all-time highs on its chart. From there, we did see the Russell 2000 finally join the party in terms of U.S. equity indexes moving to new all-time highs. Looking at the chart of the 20-point per box chart here, we did see the Russell 2000 move up to 2,400 here, clearing that prior resistance at 2,360. It met this resistance level with Tuesday's action, but with Wednesday's action was able to push on through it and move up to the 2,400 level. So really seeing a nice resurgence out of small caps this week, and in many cases for this week, they've led the way to the upside. When we take a look at the last index chart that we wanted to focus on, crude oil continuous, and we'll see how forward slash yesterday's action did lead to crude oil finally reversing down into a column of O's here at 81 on the chart. Its low ultimately was 80.13, so it almost marked another O here at 80, but a move below 80 would be just yet another exhale out of crude oil on that front. When we wanted to first look at a couple things within the small cap space, first to note that the small caps, also U.S. small caps on the asset class group scores page, is currently scoring at 4.12, which is the highest score we've seen it at since early July, really, when it was scoring around this 4.17, 4.13 mark. So notable, again, another piece of evidence that we're seeing a resurgence out of small caps, not only on an absolute, but on a relative basis in the intermediate term as well. So many cases whenever we see these indices moving to new all-time highs, it's a place where we can start for idea generation. And this morning we've come over to the security screener. So you would get here by going security selection, security screener, and then on the left-hand side of the page doing run stocks query, and you'll be brought to this particular page. In the case that you want to search within a universe like the Russell 2000, you would just find an ETF for the Russell 2000. In this case, we've selected IWM, and you can insert it into this box, and this will be your starting universe for your query. So we've put IWM in here. From there, we've looked for the 3, 4, and 5 for fivers that trade with volume above 100,000 shares, their 30-day average volume above 100,000 shares. We also wanted these on point and figure buy signals, as well as trading in a positive trend. And we wanted to focus on those that are showing near-term positive relative strength versus the market, as well as near-term positive relative strength versus its peers. The last piece we added to that was down here in the overbought oversold section. And we basically, in this case, said we wanted something that's either right at the middle of its trading band or trending just on that, really that cusp of overbought territory. So we can find those things that are moving up relative to their 10-week moving average. This is somewhat subjective. If you wanted to focus on, you could put minus 50 to 50 to focus more and get some stocks that are maybe in oversold territory and maybe less overbought. But in this case, we wanted to focus on those stocks that are in overbought territory, again, trading above their 10-week moving average. So we put 0 to 75. And what this yields is actually 30 results out of the roughly 2,000 ETFs within IWM. And this query will actually post to the message board this morning once we've wrapped up this video. So you can go visit the DWA message board and see the criteria that we've put on there, but also we'll try to put some of the results that we found as well. Two of the main ones that we found this morning where, and this will actually yield a list for you, and you can look at the thumbs and go from there and take a look at what individual stocks you may want to look at. We primarily focused on those favored sectors, those favored DWA sectors. So in this case, we see a lot of oil, banks, and computer stocks, as well as even a couple of oil services stocks here too. And two of the ones that we wanted to point out this morning are Antero Resources, symbol AR, resides within the oil sector. It ranks 6 out of 76 in the sector matrix. It's 5 for 5. It's been trading in a positive trend since January of this year, and has given 2 consecutive buy signals on its chart, and has actually formed double top here at 21, and would give a third consecutive buy signal by breaking the double top here at 22. It sits still in actionable territory with nice initial support here at 19, as well as further support at 16. The second stock we'll take a look at is going to be Hancock Whitney Corporation, symbol HWC. It ranks in this top quartile, actually top quintile of the bank sector matrix. It's a 5 for 5, trading in a positive trend since October of 2020, and even it's accompanied by a little bit of a yield north of 2% at the moment. On the chart, it's given 4 consecutive buy signals, completing its fourth consecutive buy signal by breaking a double top here with yesterday's action at 53. It's on that cusp when we look at the overbought, oversold reading. It's on the cusp of maybe if it trades up to 54, you might look for it to pull back into the low 50s here, maybe at 51 or even 50. But ultimately, it's still actionable even at 53 at the moment. New positions, again, may like it a little bit better if you saw it trade intraday around 51, even the $52 level. That would be an acceptable area to enter into a new position. But those who may already hold can look to potentially add further here on the breakout, this fourth consecutive buy signal here. We have initial support at 49 as well as 47, and even longer term support even at 42, and very long term support at in that $39 to $40 range. That's just another idea that we could potentially look for within the small cap rally that also lies in favored sectors or favored areas of the market at this time. But as always, if you have any questions about running maybe a particular query or even looking for new ideas, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8, pardon me, 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a good day.